What up, you silly little toots? It's Mort Burke from Rebrand. Coming in early to tell you we got a Patreon. It's Rebrand the Podcast on Patreon. It's a measly little $5 to join. You get to join our Discord where you get to ask Ashley and I questions. We're going to be doing a hangout on the 17th coming up. And you get ad-free episodes, video episodes. You get to interact with Danny, producer extraordinaire, most British person alive. She's in there yucking it up, being fun. And yeah, enjoy this episode. It's all about screaming. Ah!
Rebrand! Ding! Ah! Ah!
Ah!
What do you guys think we're rebranding today? Ah!
Ah!
Hello! And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands. There'll be snackers, there's a resolution to tissues. I'm Ashley Burke.
I'm a pork.
We're rebranding screaming today.
Yeah, we are.
I keep clicking my mic on your mic.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I'm sure it's not fun for the audio files that are listening.
You think it's a loud, awful clang for them?
A loud, awful clang for them. Okay, so I wanted to rebrand screaming today.
Yes.
Ah!
Ah!
Because, as Mort knows.
Yeah.
I love to scream.
Ashley loves screaming.
I love screaming.
I will say Ashley loves all reactive sounds.
Yes.
She's a lot, there's a lot around the house. There's a lot of, because she, I think it's really added to her ability as an actor and her, like, especially voiceover stuff, because she's always like gasping or going, what the heck? Or going, and going, ah!
And going, ah!
Yeah, there's a lot of that. That's what, yeah. One of her favorite screams. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anytime something drops, or like if she accidentally touches something that's kind of hot, or gets a text that she doesn't like,
I go, ah!
Yeah, she does like kind of a fun scream.
I'm a regular Kathy.
Yeah.
I'm a real chocolate, chocolate, chocolate ack kind of gal.
Yeah, yeah, you're always yelling ack.
I'm like, ack!
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the current brand of screaming is that it's not good, too loud.
Yep.
Reserved for metalheads.
Ah, interesting. Yeah.
Too aggressive.
That's true. It's really only if you're in an emergency or you're a metalhead are you allowed to
scream. Are you allowed to scream?
Yeah.
But one of my favorite comedy moves, which is so beloved that there's a whole subreddit dedicated to it.
I didn't know that, actually.
I think it's called Our Perfect Scream or Our Perfect Cutoff, Scream Cutoff. Or,
uh-huh.
Fuck, what is it? Our, hold on. I can find this out.
Right. But it's the phenomenon where someone is screaming and it's edited right in the middle of the scream.
So you get cut off right at the peak of the scream.
Right. Which I also, and this is just, I think, is interesting comedically. It used to be in the old-timey sitcom days, it was always known as funnier if someone walked out of a room while they said a funny line. It's also funny if somebody falls down and disappears out of frame. I think there's something funny about people disappearing. And I think there's something that tickles the imagination that sound was there and then immediately gone.
This is the subreddit. Are you ready?
Yep.
Our perfectly cut screams.
Uh-huh.
Guess how many members there are.
How many?
2.1 million.
God.
2.1 million.
I think there should be a faster, maybe this is part of the rebrand, there should be a more, like a more fun, immediate, descriptive name for this thing.
Oh, when a scream gets cut off?
Yeah, what about half scream or
script.
Script. Oh, S-C-R-E.
Scrap.
Scrap. Yeah, that's very strong. All right, we're calling it Screes right now.
Scrap. I love Scrap.
Scrap, yeah.
Scrap is my favorite comedy move. There's a Parks and Recreation cold open that I still remember very vividly, which is in season 3, I think, and Leslie's up for city council and she's doing a debate.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben says something galvanizing to everyone, like, one debate, 2 weeks left in the
campaign.
Let's go. And everyone claps and everything. And Andy just goes, yeah! And it cuts off as he's screaming. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
There's nothing funnier to me. I'm like a baby. I think noises are funny. I think faces are funny. But I'm not wrong.
No, you're correct. And it's also, I think you're also influenced by Muppets and cartoons.
Yes.
And both of those things have very, like, definitive funny screams. It's very funny when a Muppet screams because it's really funny how giant their mouths open.
Oh, it's so funny.
You know what I mean? Especially, and it's also really funny, anytime a Muppet is nervous or scared, it's really funny because their little Muppet bodies shake a lot, which is great. Especially when they're very nervous and closed mouth.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And then also the kind of cartoony scream of like the tongue comes out and then waggles. It's pretty good.
It's very good. Yeah. It's very good. That's actually, that's so true.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that people, you know, Not to bring feminism into it, but I'm going to, and I always will.
You're more than welcome to.
I don't think women are allowed to scream or are associated with screaming in the
unless
way that
they're
should
being
be.
Attacked.
Unless they're being attacked.
Yep.
I say, take back the night by taking back the scream. Just scream all the time for whatever reason you want. That's not actually a good idea.
Normalize lady screams.
But I do want to normalize lady screams.
Yeah, okay, great.
We got a lot to yell about.
Yeah. You want to be able to walk onto a subway and go like, ah, and have nobody.
Now that we're talking about it.
You want to scream, help me, someone help me, and have a no one help
you. Okay. When you say it that way. But you know what I mean? Like, it's not feminine to yell.
Right.
And I'm not saying that I want to take, although, you know, I feel like, that you're supposed to yell fire because if you yell help, then people don't come anyway.
Right, which I don't know how much I believe that. I don't know. I've seen people help people. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's certain, like, cityscapes in, you know, whatever. Like, in New York where there's too many people, they're too busy, nobody will help you, whatever. But I think even those people would help you, actually. What's up?
My brain went...
It went by. Well, and also, you shouldn't have, as a woman, as a man who knows exactly what women are thinking and knows how women should feel.
Yeah. Would you speak for us, actually?
Yeah. Real quick? Don't mind if I fucking do. Why do you think we started this podcast? You shouldn't have to limit yourself because it's not fair that you live a life of danger, that you have to reserve screaming for only dangerous experiences when you have so much fun screaming.
There's so much fun in screaming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a release.
Yep.
It's a nonviolent release.
Do you think that's also a huge reason why people love sports so much? There's so much. It's one of the few times you're really allowed to yell. Let go in public.
I think that might be true. It's like concerts and sports events.
Yep.
Where screaming is permitted.
Yep. And singing, too, is like kind of a beautiful scream. There's different kinds of singing, obviously. There's like quiet or, you know, a breathy tone screaming.
Sure, sure.
But really, and I think gospel music really started loud singing. I don't know.
I think that's true.
I think that's maybe, which is incredible. And like, and then you look at the way that evolves into like, you're like Whitney Houston's and you're like masters of voice, you know, this like beautiful, loud, note perfect.
Yeah.
Fucking incredible kind of
thing. Basically a melodic scream. What is singing, but a melodic scream.
That's all it is.
So I know we just blazed right past the current brand of screaming, but I want to talk about that a little bit more. Cause when you think about screaming, what are images come to mind?
I think of the movie Scream. No, that's not true. Well, now living with you, I tend to think it's kind of silly, which is maybe not great either. Because if somebody screams near me, I'm like, haha, good one. And they're going to be in trouble.
Because I'm always thinking about these like sweaty conservative pundits always yelling, like the Alex Joneses and stuff like that.
Well, this is absolutely. And what those people do is they adopt rebellion. Right, they adopt the energy of being the outlaw, despite the fact that they are the majority.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So it's the same. They're taking the screams of the oppressed and utilizing them for themselves.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know, it's real corny.
I hate it.
And you can always feel the inauthenticity. At least I can. You know, starting with like your Rush Limbaughs and all those dudes, it just feels so like corny. There's something about it that just feels so. Because there's also
petulant too. That's the thing with me. But like there's nothing powerful when they yell. It sounds like, especially Alex Jones, because he screams everything he says. He just sounds like he's having a 40-minute tantrum.
Yeah,
he's all red in the face. He's like and he looks like a baby. Kind of. He's got the proportions of a real big baby.
Yeah, and before he blew up all crazy, there's a segment in that movie Waking Life, that Richard Linklater movie, which is like him. It's, you know, that kind of animated.
Yeah, he's in that
thing. Yes, and he's like, he's turning all bright red and like screaming, freaking out. But it was this weird anomaly because he wasn't popular at that time. He just simply seemed like an insane person.
Because, sure.
Because that's what he is. But I think America has so much rage and white rage that those people are the avatars of anger for them.
Yeah, I feel like, because when I think of screaming, or how I would like to rebrand screaming, is that
rebrand on this podcast?
Rebrand on this podcast with my Who's Bond.
In my wife.
Mert Bay.
M apostrophe Ort, B apostrophe Erk.
Mertberg.
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 Damn, what do you think? That's a really funny personal rebrand if I insist that everybody starts spelling my name that way.
M apostrophe RT.
Yeah, no, I think maybe M apostrophe ORT. Mortberg. It's not to indicate a missing letter. It just indicates a slight silence.
Mortberg.
Do you think that'll make me seem like exotic and sophisticated?
Honey,
yeah.
What do you want to hear?
That's anyway, when I make my album, it's going to be
Mortberg.
Yeah.
I of course, like my own pitch, which is that you do remove a letter.
Yeah. So it's just Mertberg. Mörkberg. Yeah, it sounds like Swedish or something.
Mörkberg. It sounds like the Swedish chef, speaking of Muppets.
Yeah.
But I want to rebrand screaming so that it's not even associated with rage.
Mm.
Screams of joy.
Yeah, right. Squeals. Yay!
You know,
I think it's so true. It's there's this kind of.
I just had deja vu.
Nice. That means
I just had very intense deja vu that we'd already recorded this podcast.
I think time is a flat circle, but in a fun way.
Where you get like a true detective, but fun.
Yeah, but like you
true
were
detective babies.
All you ever did was just podcast perpetually, but it's not like a hellscape. It's kind of fun.
It's kind of nice. Do you like the way I'm holding my microphone where I'm kind of like twisting it around?
Yeah, that's really cool. You got a little off tappy there.
Yes. I like the idea of screams not being associated with rage.
Yeah, totally.
Because I
and
do
I
think,
was gonna say there's like this puritanical, you're not allowed to emote, right?
Right.
And screaming is such like an emotive expression.
And if I may.
Yes, you absolutely.
I was raised in such a way to sort of be a little bit seen and not heard, not in the exact, you know, not like they said those words.
Right.
But they didn't really need to.
Right.
And I felt like anytime I was above a certain you know, I wasn't the kind of kid that got to run around screaming. Maybe that's why I love it so much now.
Damn. Wow. I didn't realize that.
Because if I was too loud, I would get, you know, yelled at, blah, blah,
kids
blah.
Love screaming.
Kids love screaming.
Because they're just built. Being a kid is like having a new car. It's like their whole body is brand new. So they're like, they just want to do everything. They want to sprint as fast as they can, climb as quick as they can, and yell as loud as they possibly can.
So maybe that's the other part of the rebrand for screaming, is that it's part of your reparenting.
Yes.
Take back the scream.
This is so great because, you know, John Lennon, he got into primal screaming, which is kind of like a 70s therapy thing. And he actually, in my opinion, the song Mother, he kind of invents punk in that song because his
invents it.
Yeah. Yeah, his scream. I'm telling you, listen to it. You laugh, but listen to it, dude. The screaming that he does on Mother.
But doesn't punk predate solo not, John Lennon?
Not that album. No.
Really?
Yeah, punk's like mid to late 70s. This is like early 70s. I mean, look it up. You tell me I'm wrong. Anyway, listen to that song and tell me there's not like highly influential. There's a passion to that song that predates its era.
Uh-huh.
And my opinion is that, like, yeah, that's just an important kind of expression that, like, it's the same way musicians are the only people who are allowed to really talk about spirituality, like, in their music,
mm-hmm.
because it has the gift of being allowed to be poetry in a lot of ways.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and so the primal scream thing, that's to, like, get out these internal, this. But I think there's another version of that you're kind of talking, which is like, it can be fun screaming.
Yeah, it can be fun screaming because, like, okay, so I'm gonna just make an effort to always bring up my friend Grant, I guess, every podcast we ever do, but Grant is really great to see movies with because he's so expressive.
So
we went and saw John Wick 4 all of us together, and Grant and I were just screaming in the theater.
Breathtakingly funny.
It was so funny.
You've seen John Wick is obviously there's a new move in John Wick 4. This is not a spoiler because it's been out long enough, but his thing is that he shoots people over and over really close to them. So, like, even though he knows they're already dead, he's like just piling bullets into the world, is basically their corpse. And Grant hilariously so often kept going, "Oh no, come on. No, no, no." No. No, no! Oh, God! And there's a million murders in that movie. So, like,
and 30 people in the theater.
And they thought it was funny.
I thought,
like,
it was funny.
Yeah, he it's really beautiful because he wasn't able to become desensitized to it, which I think is really great.
I think that's part of
it. That's how you should react when you see a bunch of murders in front of you.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And this is the other thing, too, is that I don't go I feel like, you know, they have a hard time getting people in the theaters, movie theaters, right?
Yep.
It's harder to get people into movie theaters because people have their own setups at home and it's more comfortable and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I go, if I go, is for people like Grant. I actually don't want it to be quiet in the theater.
Yeah.
I don't want you having a separate conversation that has nothing to do with the movie. I don't want you to even have a conversation about the movie. I want you to react openly and loudly, though. It's my favorite thing.
I also will say it's funny if somebody goes, "Wait, who's that?" about a character on the screen. I think that's funny. Especially if it's been like, it's like
40
halfway
minutes.
Through the movie, they should definitely know. They're like, "That's the mom," or whatever. Like, she's been in it a lot. I think that's funny.
That's funny. But my favorite movie going experience I think I've ever had is I went and saw the extremely mediocre Zach Braff film, The Last Kiss, which I don't really remember anything about. I think it's like two guys, girls want to fuck him, so you already know it's fiction. And I don't know why.
Damn.
I'm going so hard on Zach Braff.
The Braff man catching strays.
I'm just, you know what, Zach Braff, I'm sure you're a perfectly nice person. I don't know why I'm going so hard. But anyway, he's like dating someone, engaged to someone, and then is like getting kind of seduced by this other woman or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's this guy in the back of the theater yelling all of this. It's like he's never seen a movie before because he is so enwrapped by the plot line of The Last Kiss, which could not be a more mediocre plot line or film. And he's going, no, 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 Zach Braff, don't do it. Don't do it. He's yelling. He's like, no, you got a fiance, man. Don't do it.
Is he saying the actor's name? Is he saying Zach
Braff? He might be saying man.
Side note, my brother, whenever he watches Die Hard, calls Bruce Willis's character Die Hard.
Which is a great.
Come on, Die Hard.
But the entire movie, he can't believe it. He's like, no, 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 man, come on. And then he kisses the girl that's not his fiance. He's like, ah! And his girlfriend is embarrassed and is going like, shh, shh. But the movie, I only remember because of this man. And then we were going to we were in the garage in the elevator. We were going to our car after the movie. My friends and I, and we were talking about this guy because we were so delighted by him. The elevator opens. Who walks in but that dude, still reeling from the events of The Last Kiss.
Couldn't believe it.
He's going, that was a crazy movie. That was a crazy movie. And his girlfriend's like, oh my God.
Still processing. I've seen it. That movie is not that crazy.
It's not good. It's not that good and it's not that crazy, but he couldn't believe it.
He has what the Buddhists call beginner's mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is the thing to me. I feel like screaming is related to beginner's mind.
That's right. That's why kids do it, because they haven't had that shit like programmed out of them.
That's right.
Can I just say, because in my mind I was like, wait, would it be funny halfway through John Wick if you said, wait, is that John Wick? And I do think that'd be so funny.
If who said it? Someone in the movie?
Yeah, no, a character in the movie is very funny.
Wait, hold on, are you John Wick?
You're John Wick.
Oh no.
Or like for some reason the movie, this like 90s movie, The Last Boy Scout, popped into my head. It'd be like watching that movie of me like, wait, which one's, is he the last? Come on. Which one's the last Boy Scout? Which one's a constant gardener? Anytime there's a movie where it's like,
wait, so which one's the constant gardener?
Or I like this idea that Michael Clayton, I think the point of that movie is that you're trying to find out who Michael Clayton is.
Even though
time.
They say George Clooney is Michael
Clearly,
Clayton.
Clearly, yeah, I'm like, wait, that's, oh, fuck, I think I know. That's Michael Clayton. You're like, this is not a mystery.
But that is my favorite movie going experience I've ever had. And I've seen many, many movies.
It's so
fun. And it truly
fun.
Is because this guy just yelled all the reactions he was having.
Come on,
time.
Zach Braff.
No, don't do it.
Don't date that other lady, Zach Braff.
He was really invested in the relationship that Zach Braff already had going.
Yep.
And so, yes.
Oh, he could see. He was like, he needs to be faithful to this woman.
He didn't want him to cheat.
Yeah.
He wanted him to remain faithful.
That person also has like a more, like an inner morality too.
That's right. He was a good, he was a, I think he was Jesus.
Yeah, this person
was
second
coming.
Enlightened for sure.
But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we are conditioned, I guess as part of the social contract, to not just scream in public, obviously, but like even in our friendships, in our day-to-day lives, no one uses against me as I put this on a public podcast. My least favorite thing is when someone's like, oh my God, you're being so loud. It makes me feel deep shame and also the hot knife of a desire to murder.
Yeah.
I just want to destroy them.
I've seen it. And the amount of rage that you can produce in your tiny body is
really, oh, it fuels me.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's directly proportional, like in oppositionally proportional to your size.
Yeah, I don't have a circulatory system. I have rage.
Yeah, you have the anger of a 10-foot man.
Yes, that's right. But I think, again, Grant, same. There was like some sort of thing he said, like toxic cool girl, some video he sent. And that's one of the things she said. And he and I were both like, ugh.
Right. It's somebody like doing an impression of
like
what a toxic.
Oh my God, why are you being so loud? I'm like, ugh! I hate it so much. Because what that is to me is like, don't take up space. Don't be big. Don't enjoy things. Don't have reactions.
Right, right.
Suppress as much of yourself as possible.
I can't emote, so you emoting around me makes me
cringe.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. I hate it.
And that puts you at fault. It is funny to say that to somebody, though, if they're not being very loud.
But I think that's also
whoa, shh. Like, this is polite conversation.
Yeah, level. I had barely raised my voice. What are you talking about? But that to me is like, One of my favorite experiences is when you have a group of people. Like, I think part of the reason that everyone loves that. Okay, I'm about to talk about a viral video that maybe you don't know what it is.
Okay.
Have you seen the viral video of the guy yelling about the Wicked Witch of the East?
I don't think so.
Danny knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Producer Danny knows it.
In media res, we open on an argument between
what
two
white men. What does media res mean?
In media res, honey.
Oh, I'm not a script writer. God damn it.
First diegetic, now in media res.
How am I going to get all these writing jobs I'm always complaining I don't have, and I don't even want in media res.
In media res is like in the midst of the action. So it's not like you're not seeing the beginning. You're getting dropped into the middle of the scene.
Got it. Do hire me for your television show. I am very funny and a good writer. Okay, keep going.
So you're dropped into the middle of this argument.
Yep.
No idea what the beginning of the argument was or what the context is.
Got it, yep.
And the guy is just going, she came down in a bubble, dog.
Oh,
that
yeah.
one?
Yes, I had.
You tell me that I'm wrong? That's right?
Yes.
And it's like the most, it's so viral. It came out like a decade ago. People still talk about it because there's something so compelling about someone screaming about the plot of Wicked, I guess.
Yes.
But it's like some of my favorite memories of my group of friends that I've had since high school is when we're yelling at each other about something that does not matter.
You, and I'll tell you, honey, I'm going to record it while you're gaming because you yell so loudly while you're gaming. You have headphones on and you're doing exactly what you're talking about. It is like wild. And I'll come in and see if you like want dinner or something. You go, hi, honey. It's so loud. Which is great. I mean, I honestly, like, you have so much fun playing with your friends. I think it's fucking awesome. Sometimes I do have to turn the television way up so you're, like, not screaming over it. But it is fun.
God bless you,
you know
honey.
What I mean? That's, like, again, you're, like, having the fun of a child. I think so many adults are not having so much fun that they yell.
That's right.
Many funny, like, TikTok videos are people showing us that, like, the video we watched yesterday about the guy with the corn chips from Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, my God! Like, he's, like, being so... And just, like, he's enjoying these chips at a fucking 12 out of 10. And it's also, he's just hilarious. But it's, like, a minute and a half longer, and you're happy to watch the whole time.
Yeah, the first thing he says is, this is just going to be us describing viral videos.
But he says, fat bitch alert.
Yeah, he goes, this is a fat bitch alert! Fat bitch alert! And he's yelling it. And it wouldn't be as funny if he wasn't yelling it.
No,
I'm telling you that.
You have to know how charismatic this
person
is. He's
so charismatic.
To, like... Because he's the fat bitch he's referring to.
I also think, honey.
And to all other fat bitches.
I will say.
Of which I think we all are fat bitches.
Yes. It is a non-gendered, non-body specific
universal term of endearment in this case.
Fat bitch alert.
Yep.
I would say too, honey, that when you are at your most comfortable, you also yell.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'll be coming in and you have a dear friend of yours that you both have ADHD.
Yes.
And you come in on the phone and you are screaming. And I can only imagine that you're both talking at the same time,
yes.
Bouncing between seven different conversations, yelling.
Yes, because my friend and I, he recently got an autism diagnosis and he has ADHD and I have ADHD. So it's like when the X-Men meet, if the X-Men were just kind of annoying. I'm just kidding. But it's like we're always interrupting each other. We're going, no, wait. And I'm trying to get as close to that as I can on the podcast, and I think I'm doing a good job.
Oh, yeah, you're doing great.
This podcast is really allowing me to ADHD out.
Honey, I think you get – I think that's why we have to make sure we're adjusting the game is because we both scream.
Yeah, because
You come to our house, we're really painting a picture of a couple that are just constantly going,
screaming at all ends. And it feels good not to mess.
Feels great.
It feels really good.
Yes, that's the thing. I think not yelling is just masking writ large.
Yeah, totally.
And for everyone in society.
And I think it leads to heart disease and cancer.
I think so too.
Scream those, like, scream those dividing cells out of your body.
One of the greatest joys, I think, of adulthood is like playing a game or watching a sport or whatever and getting so jazzed that your body can't help but emote bigger than you're used to doing.
You live for that.
I love it.
And I'm so psyched that you have a group of friends who are also into that and can do it consistently. It's like so cathartic. It's very clear too, like especially if you've had like a whatever, it's 2025, so the week's been fucking insane. It's like you've got so many different emotions inside of you that are all coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this like celebratory way.
Also, by the way, and we can go back to rage, because I do think there's screaming that is celebratory and excited and like you say, is like a kid. And also, like, you know, I got a vocal booth right cheer, right behind us. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's watching this video can see it. sometimes if I'm really pissed, I'll go in there and I'll just yell.
Yeah, right.
Because better to just fucking yell privately than to take it out on, God forbid, my sweet husband, Mort.
That's right. I don't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. Sweet Pete.
He's an angel.
Yeah.
But he's a sweetie Petey.
It's true. That is what the primal scream was about. It's because, like, societally, people had spent so long not doing this thing that they were like, all right, you need to just bring that up out of your stomach, through your mouth. You and I are the creative child who survived. That's what I'll say about us. I think we're doing a really
Do you want to explain what that means?
Yeah, well, I just saw it's corny, but I love it. And people always respond to it when I tell them this. I just, at my friend's uncle's loft in downtown LA, in the hallway, there was this big, giant sign that said, "The creative person is the child who survived." And you can see it, man. If you go too far into the fucking
toxic cool girl
or the business world of just trading and dealing in numbers exclusively, not that those things aren't important, but it's there's a reason those people have to be on Quaaludes and buy $400,000 cars. It's because they can't. It's so hard for them to be with themselves. And I want a $400,000 car. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those.
Sure.
But I think you become dependent on these other extreme experiences because you have all of this all this gunk inside of you that you haven't let out.
I think that's probably why people like drinking too.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the releasing inhibitions, feeling on your skin. No one else can do it for you. Speaking of screaming.
Speaking of vocal booths, how about that?
About them Vox?
Was that, well, that wasn't Furtado, was it?
Honey.
I'm like a bird.
That's Furtado.
I'm gonna fly away. I also shit from the sky. That's how I'm like a bird. Climb up in the tree and I shit from the tree. That's how I'm like a bird. That's the only thing that makes me a little bit like a bird. Cause I'm shitting from a tree in front of your house. I am like a bird.
He's like a bird.
Shitting from your roof.
Shitting from your roof.
Get on your garage and shit from it.
I just imagined.
Get on a ladder and shit from the ladder.
I just imagine that's that moment in It Follows that's really terrifying where they're pulling out of the house and there's just a naked guy on the roof, but I just transplanted you shitting off of the roof onto that moment. It's great.
Yeah, or maybe me holding hands with Nelly Furtado and we're both shitting.
No, honey, that's Natasha Bedingfield.
Thank you. My apologies, welcome. Natasha.
Yeah.
I'd love to do a Danny segment.
Should we do a Danny segment? Do we feel like we've properly rebranded screaming at this juncture?
I think absolutely.
Great. Danny? Hit us.
Hi, I will hear you.
What is the title of Danny's segment?
This is gifted artist, recent Comic-Con booth owner, and producer of podcasts as well as artist of podcasts, Danny Wright, everyone.
Whee! Hi, you're making me sound far more important than I am.
Come on.
Appreciated.
Yeah, this one's going to be called Danny's Doolittles. Do you know what I mean? Danny's Doolittles. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
That's why I had to ask. That's why I had to go to the end of it. And I got my answer. People don't know what I mean.
No, exactly. And so long as you're getting the answer, that's absolutely fine. Right. So I try to have three items, but I've got two that are definitely related to screaming. Ooh. That were on my spreadsheet. So okay. I will start with those. So this is called an Aztec screaming whistle.
Aztec screaming whistle? Ooh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the way that it works is that you just blow it like a whistle and it sounds like the screams of horrific screams.
Loudest but, authentic human sounding screams, 125 plus decibels loud. And it looks like
a skull.
It looks like an ancient sculpture of a skull, but it works like a whistle. I want this bad.
Yeah, I don't even know how we would rebrand this except to make it 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And span an entire city block.
Yes. I also think you should be able to 3D print it in your own likeness. Do you know what I mean? I want to blow into a sculpture of my head and that head screams.
A Mort Burke screaming whistle. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, of course, I think it should always be my face, but I do think it's fine, too, if they just make it a situation where you could put your own face on there, you know?
True.
Sorry, Warren was trying to click every
I clicked every other screen.
Every other application that was possibly open before he got back to
It was fun to watch, actually.
What would be the funniest likeness for that whistle to be?
Bill Pullman.
He's not much of a screamer, though, is he?
I'm not going to, that's my first thought.
How about Brian Blessed?
Who's that?
He yells a lot. You don't like Brian Blessed?
No.
He's an actor, and he was at the Comic-Con I was on Saturday, actually. Oh. And he is just known for yelling. Like, you can hear him a mile off. I was in a giant hall. Could hear him from the other side because he just starts yelling for no apparent reason.
He's
that's
like the British Billy on the street or something.
Yeah.
He yells.
Oh, yeah, he yells.
Sam Kinison, he yelled. There's a lot of yellers.
What if it was like Louis?
Louis Black. He's a yeller. He had an album called, one of his albums called Old Yeller.
Oh, that's good. What if it was Louis Armstrong, not the talented musician, but the... Louis Anderson. Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson.
A big old Louis Anderson
hat.
Yeah, and then it sounds like that.
Yeah, that's great. I love R.I.P. Louis Anderson, man.
R.I.P. Really. Louis Anderson.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think, that would sell like hotcakes.
Yeah.
And it would put him back on the cultural map. That was what's so great about Baskets.
Oh, that's right. He was in Baskets.
Very unlikely resurgence of Louis Anderson. Oh. He played the mom.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I do know what I want the likeness of this whistle to be.
Yeah.
I want it to be Cardi B.
Okay, sure.
And I want it to be the noises that she makes that sound like X-Wings.
Okay.
In Star Wars.
What does she do?
Someone did a re-edit of a Star Wars scene that's just using noises of Cardi B's.
Very fun.
So it's her going like, meow! Shit like that.
That's great.
So yeah, that's my only rebrand for this, is that it's two stories tall and it looks like Cardi B.
Yep, I think this is excellent. So yeah, maybe we change the name of it to
Real Screaming Cardi B Whistle.
Yeah. Unfurls into a decorative display mat.
This is crazy. Also, this is on Amazon.
I know, that's what I don't understand.
Hilarious that they're like, this is an authentic Aztec whistle available for Prime 2-day delivery.
It says made by indigenous Aztec artist Rafael Itzacoa.
But then I looked at it. It's only the American Amazon as well.
Loud and fear-inducing, bone-chilling power. This is great. Yeah, it's great.
Did you guys ever have...
God, my bones are so cool. They've cooled down.
Like, you're like both theater kids, right? Like, when you were like a kid doing like the theater stuff, there's always that one kid that's the scream. Like, when you're doing, like, yeah, I was that kid. And, like, I was like, if you need a scream in this scene, like, that's me. That's me, baby.
When was the last time you screamed?
I don't know. It's been too long.
You gotta get that scream out.
Gotta get that scream out.
I don't have a sound booth. So, I've got to get those pillows.
Just warn your husband.
Yeah, let him know.
Just warn my husband.
Just give him a heads up.
Okay.
Frank Black was playing a festival, and the lead singer of the Pixies, and like a blues guy came up and was like, you got a good scream, and like made his year. He was like, because he's got a solid scream.
And you probably got a solid scream, Manny.
I have.
Bob Odenkirk, Chris Farley had a wonderful scream.
Uh-huh.
A lot of good screams.
A lot of good screams.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, what else you got for us, Manny?
Yeah, I got... Right, this one is a Kickstarter, but I have seen it. It has since been produced. I just haven't been able to find the actual product. This is called a Hush Me. Now, it's the only way I can describe it is like a saw trap mask shape on front of your face that you're supposed to go around in public. And when you want to make phone calls and you don't want to be overheard, or you want to be loud on the phone, then no one can hear you. I mean, the problem being is that I've seen videos of this and it doesn't work very well.
Also, the fact that it goes around your face, I feel like, is going to make you look like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah,
like a sci-fi Hannibal Lecter.
It looks like Star Wars S&M gear.
Yeah, it's like Geordi, if Geordi wanted, like, was like had a ball gag instead of the shit on his eyes or whatever.
Yeah, it looks like the joke orthodontist gear you have in junior high when you're too humiliated to go to school with. It's like that shape. But it is cool that people are less like thinking.
Oh my
about...
God! Look at this guy.
Oh, okay. So we're watching.
So him. I'm watching. Okay, he's like, oh, this guy's trying to listen to me. Okay, better put on my Hush Me. Here I go.
I
see. He puts in his headphones.
Yep.
He raises what's basically.
Oh yeah, it's horrifying.
It looks like, how to describe this to the viewers.
It looks
like a game controller It looks like a gaming headset, except there aren't any ear cozies, and you snap it over your mouth like you're a fucking freak.
Yeah, it looks like the bottom half of like the hockey mask that Jason wears.
And it's like if you move the VR eyes to your mouth.
What? Over your mouth.
And I assume it was so you weren't too loud for other people, but this is saying for privacy so that other people can't hear
your conversation.
Yeah, like, so this is like it's even more of like I'm real important kind of a move.
It draws so much attention to you that I really feel like no one gives a shit what you're saying beforehand. Like actually no one's listening until you put on what effectively is a Hannibal Lecter mask in public. And then people are going to be like, well, I want to know what's going on with this Joker.
It really does look like the thing that in sci-fi movies where like they click it around somebody's neck when they're going to turn them into like a space slave or something.
Yes. And it like shocks them if they try to go past a certain distance.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yes.
This is I don't know. There's some idea that I think is true that a lot of these like kind of tech bros don't understand that a lot of these futuristic movies were referencing dystopias.
Yes.
So now they didn't understand that like 2001 is actually very dark. And so now they might want to make everything look like 2001 A Space Odyssey. That's exactly what this thing looks like.
Yeah. He looks like a muzzle. It looks like a high-tech muzzle. Mm-hmm. That this is around a man that is not actually allowed to go out in public. Yep. But this is the only way he's safe to be amongst other human beings.
A much better idea would be to make it look like a funny mustache or something.
Or literally anything else. Yeah. My God.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So this is my closest attempt at a rebrand was a mustache, but that's as far as I can really go with this one.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the other option is to not have conversations in public that you don't want people to overhear.
Mm-hmm. So the rebrand of this is to discontinue this product entirely. I think that's fair.
Just find an actual private space.
Although they did make 71 grand. Think of how many people you could feed with that amount of money.
71 grand.
Yeah. Yes. Of the $70,000 goal, they made $71,880.
With only 284 backers. Somebody must have donated like 50 grand.
Someone must have done.
Somebody needs to hush me bad.
I think the rebrand for this could be as some sort of S&M something or other.
That's what I'm saying. It looks it feels like a future Dom sub situation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like the future dog collar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that have roommates, maybe.
Yeah, you're in a less than ideal living situation and you're in a S&M relationship.
Yeah, this is for the kink community, really.
Yeah.
And no one else.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we nailed it.
We did it.
Yeah, great. All right.
You did. Let's go for this one. Now, I am doing this that is related to screams because it's something that I have heard Ashley scream about in the past. And when I saw it, I was like, this is really funny. I need to show Ashley just to mess with her. This is a dog mask poodle head.
I swear to fucking
God. Oh, nope. No, it gets crazier.
This is a photorealistic mask of a poodle that you're meant to wear on your head.
Oh, holy fucking shit.
And it's a nightmare. Yeah.
This is AI come to life. Like, you know how everything AI does is unintentionally terrifying? This is that, but in our world.
It is the definition of Uncanny Valley.
Yes.
It's like there's this glorious bouffant of white fur hair around a deeply realistic snout of a poodle on the head of a human woman.
Yo, the hair does look like the hair from a 70s glam pedophile.
Oh my God.
It's horrifying, dude.
Oh, it's so awful.
This, you know that scene in The Shining when the guy comes up and then there's a guy in a bear mask and they're clearly doing something sexual?
Yeah.
The only way to make that scarier is this thing walks in.
Amazon's choice, it says.
Amazon's choice!
Amazon's choice for what?
It says for adults. Amazon's choice for what?
Amazon's choice for what?
To ruin a dinner party?
I just like how all of the creepy stuff that I find on Amazon, it's only American Amazon. Yeah, I don't know why.
We're nightmares.
Like, this item cannot be shipped to your selected delivery location. Thank God.
Of course not.
Yeah.
because you have self-respect in the UK.
For kids, this is you. If you order this to your house and you have children, you immediately get the police.
I'm on a list.
Yeah, yeah. Child Protective Services shows up with the Amazon box.
Thank you. This thing, God, no matter where I look at it, it's staring at me.
$27 and the cost of your soul is all that is required. Dog mask poodle head face. That's not even a series of words that connect.
Nope.
Dog mask poodle head face costume novelty Halloween.
Oh, its tongue is sticking out suggestively as to communicate, I'm living your nightmares now.
Customers also bought a photorealistic cat head. I want to know who customers are. I want customers on a list. I'm not saying that I support lists in general, but I want these customers on a list.
Every once in a while, the surveillance society, every once in a while is going to pay off. And that's when we get the list of these people. The expression on the cat mask's face looks like it just saw the dog mask.
It's like, fuck!
Yeah. Like, this is like if he, these things look like if you found out that the Lovecraftian universe was real and worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Halloween costume cosplay party props. Unisex, thank God. My God, I was
they didn't discriminate.
This horrifying affront against God cat mask was only going to be available for men.
Yeah, no, honey, this is agendered, as is evidenced by the cool leather jacket it's wearing. For some reason, it's kind of rockabilly.
Although if you scroll down, there's like a black poodle, horse, unicorn, and they're all wearing like tweed waistcoats and ties. Dude, I don't understand why, but the panda does look disappointed in me.
The monkey looks like fucking Ron Perlman.
Yeah, the monkey is just Ron Perlman, actually.
Yeah, the monkey is Ron Perlman with weird ears stuck on it. It has such human eyes, but you're right, without the soul.
Well, I think those are the eyes of the person wearing the mask.
No.
So I think they've just... they know what they've done, and their soul has fled.
This monkey mask has a look on its face like it's just been sentenced for vehicular manslaughter.
Like,
it looks like it's seeing its parents make love.
Yeah. Yeah, the expressions on all of these things are really suggesting, like, their specific worst nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, haunted, truly.
Oh, dear Lord, that does it for us because I gotta go back to work.
All right, Ashley has podcasted on her lunch hour. Everyone please thank Ashley for dedicating her time to our podcast.
Oh, the podcast, you're so welcome.
Thank you, Denwright, for providing your segment of Doolittles. Don't you know what I mean? These have been truly each one worse than the last.
Where can the people find us?
You can find us at Rebrand the Pod on Instagram. We've got a Patreon as well. You can join and you'll get all kinds of fun stuff for just a measly little $5. You'll get stuff like ad-free episodes, unreleased episodes, video episodes where you can get to see with these goddamn masks early, probably is what we're going to do with this. This is going to be a special treat to bum out our Patreon. And follow me at Mort Burke on Instagram. I'm posting all kinds of yucks, and go follow Ashley as well and watch her newest mini episode of her brilliant mental health show that's also hilarious. I'm happy you're here.
Yes, we have a mini series coming out called I'm Scared of Therapy, where we're going to be talking about what therapy's like, how to find a therapist, how to know if you got a good one or not. So go have a look. And if you want to join that Patreon, we just have Patreons coming at our ass.
Yeah,
so,
we can't get enough. And go write glowing reviews of this episode specifically on Apple Reviews, because it makes me, it's the only thing that, it's the only way I can come anymore. There's not a lot of come, guys.
We love you. Bye.
Free Brand.